following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. Picture this. You're on your way home after work. You check your iPhone and see an urgent request that needs immediate attention. But you don't want to do a UE. You don't want to go back to the office to log onto your computer. I have a better way. Use Citrix's new Go to My PC app for iPhone. It's like having your work computer right in your pocket. Take care of last-minute requests from anywhere. With Go to My PC app for iPhone, you can edit PowerPoints, work on any file right from your iPhone. You can log on to your Mac or PC with Go to My PC app for iPads, too. Listen, my wife uses this regularly, and it saves her so much time and so many headaches. You don't want to do a UE in the road. Just head home and use Go to My PC app for iPhone. Try and Go to My PC today. We've got a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, enter the promo code Colin. Then download the free app to your iPad or iPhone. That's GoToMyPC.com, try it free, promo code Colin.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show. Earlier this year, Chris Brown performed in front of 18,000 fans. Every weekday on your ESPN Superstation, Doug and Danny perform in front of...
Not 18,000 fans.
Six.
That wasn't close.
When asked who would pick Chris Brown over Doug and Danny, Tony Davis responded with...
Who raises these people, wolves?
Ain't no doubt. Oh, God, we're going in the wrong direction here.
Of course I miss it.
As usual, during this hour, you're not paying attention. I win again.
Well, I don't know you say again, Doug.
All right, guys, cool it. Let's go to the intro. Sports director Doug Duda.
Merritt's on it today. Some of us can go with it.
Yeah,
I say that a chick. I don't know what you're watching.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You hit somebody, you go to jail. That's just what happens. Mog. Why don't you take some responsibility and don't be the gangster like all my brothers and my homeboys back in the hood?
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. It's Wednesday. That means Loper Link comes up on the program today. We'll be talking with UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer here in just a little bit. We'll also be talking with Eli Cabaron of Pro Football Weekly. Friday, Charles Davis of Fox and NFL Network is going to join us. And tomorrow. It is our Husker Round Table. We will be going for nearly a half an hour, a big portion of the show continuous with our, well, these are three of our main boys. We've got a lot of them out there, but usually on the round table, we always have Sip and Callahan. So Steve Sippel, Sean Callahan, Mike Babcock, all going to join us on tomorrow's show. If you have an overall Nebraska question, email us. We'll try and pick at least a couple of them out to ask the guys as we go with our Husker Roundtable, talking about where the Huskers have been, where they are going, their thoughts on the Capital One Bowl from Monday, how recruiting is going, first year in the Big Ten. Is it as bad as some Husker fans think? Is it exactly kind of what we thought it could be? So if you've got questions, we'd sure love your emails. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation. .com. Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation.com.
Douglas, another, I don't know if you say well played bowl game, but a close bowl game went down to the wire last night in overtime. Whether he caught the ball, whether he didn't catch the ball, I thought the thing that no one brought up, period, was I thought when Cole, I believe was the kid's name, great receiver, had a great night. I thought when the kid landed, his shoulder and his elbow were mostly out of bounds anyway. And when that's the first part that hits, it doesn't matter if the ball rolled around. I thought no one ever questioned whether he was in bounds or not. And everybody was concentrating on the ball. Does the tip of the ball... Yeah, the ball moved. Whether his arm was under it or not, the ball, I think, naturally is going to move when you hit the ground like that. I don't dispute that. I'm just contending that when he landed, he was out of bounds, and that should have been the end of the, whether he caught it or not, it didn't matter, because he was out of bounds. No one brought that up. Nonetheless, they reviewed it, and then you get a kicker that was never thought, like they said during the tail end of the ball game, never thought he'd be in the game 3 weeks ago, was doing all the kicking duties, and it's one of those deals that he comes in and has a heck of a game until he just blocks one out to the right.
But
and
most
no
importantly,
dice.
I got the win. I won, so I'm back to 500. Did you have that?
I had that.
Damn it. Okay, tonight, Clemson, West Virginia. Clemson. There's just so too many pools. There's just too many pools. If I was doing one of the confidence ones, Clemson would have been in the 30s. All right? They would have been in the 30s. So now you go.
Well, I would take West Virginia there. I would say, and you know what? To be honest, I've got Clemson in about every other of all the confidence deals I did. I did not have Clemson in the 30s. I had them, you know, I think upper teens. But nonetheless.
Let's finish it out till the national championship game. Friday night, Arkansas, Kansas State, Cotton Bowl.
I'm going to take Arkansas. I just think they got more talent than Kansas State. Kansas State surprised me all year, but I'll take Arkansas.
I think Kansas State wins the coaching battle. You give Bill Snyder over a month, to prepare for this football game, as you do a lot of these games.
7.5-point favorite.
I just think Arkansas can overcome mistakes with their more explosive talent, but can't. You know, since I'm just getting blasted, and I think I've taken Arkansas everywhere else, why not the Silver Fox? The original, not the local Silver Fox. Why not Bill Snyder taking K-State? Pittsburgh SMU, we'll have that on before our NFL doubleheader Saturday here on ESPN. I'm picking SMU just because of the obvious.
Who cares? I can't believe this game's going to be pulled. Will anybody, you know, on the cover of the sports section of USA Today, on the cover of the sports section, the headline reads, Bulls emptier as attendance takes a dip. Well, there's going to be all 138 people at this one. Who knows who Pittsburgh's coach is for this bowl game? Who knows who's on their staff at this point? Give me SMU, I guess.
And Sunday night, after the NFL, just so something's on TV, it's the GoDaddy.com Bowl. Hopefully full of great commercial advertisements for GoDaddy.com. Because the game is Arkansas State and Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois' mascot is what? Do you know that one?
Are they the Salukis?
Isn't it the Huskies?
I think they're the Huskies.
Southern Illinois Salukis?
And Arkansas State still the Indians, or they've changed that for political purposes?
The Redmen, aren't they?
Okay. I think they did have to change that. I've got that.
And I'm not even sure that was a correct change, so.
Northern.
You can effort that.
Northern. I got it right here.
So who are you taking?
Well, if they.
I'm taking Northern Illinois.
All right, I'll take the other side then. I'll take Arkansas State.
And if you're just joining us, I am 15-15 so far. Daddy, you are?
22-8.
Which means you have clinched our little wager.
Yes, you will be receiving a pedicure.
Red Wolves for Arkansas State. Yeah, a pedicure. So what does that mean? There is that ear hair. What is that?
No, there's. They won't touch your ears. I promise, your ear hair is fine.
Well, I don't have a lot of it, I don't think.
No,
so.
They will not. But we will get the hot wax.
No, what? Where?
On your feet.
What do you need hot wax on your feet for?
Because it just feels good, Doug. You know what? If I had to do it over, I would have included the tanning booth session with it. I did not initially state that.
How hard would that be? They'd put me in there for 5 minutes and I'd be Stewie Griffin. Overall, yesterday, only one person had Virginia Tech, and that was Jim. Gosh, that's a little surprising. Everybody else had Michigan, so that means we still have a four-way tie for the lead between Mark, M, Jason, Andy, and Mitch. They're all 19-11. Give me today's picks. Let's let these guys in. Let's see if we can have any chance. I got to imagine that all but one are Clemson. I haven't seen it. All but one are Clemson. All but one are Clemson. And that is Mark M. There will be either a three-way tie or a new leader tomorrow. There's only one person that has Kansas State. and that is Sean. And that gives Sean a chance to catch up to the leaders if Kansas State would win. Split on Pitt SMU. That's all the farther we're going. So there is definite possibility of movement in the bowl game.
Okay, Douglas. Also, I know I hit you with this one earlier, but the Orange Bowl tonight. Obviously, in USA Today, people see it all the time. In the bottom left-hand corner, they've always got their little synopsis or little trivia deal or something that people find interesting. Career Orange Bowl scoring leaders, two Huskers rank at the top of this.
I cannot believe that.
Let's give away a T-shirt right now. We got T-shirts.
Or just pick up your USA Today and see what it is.
Well, because every 888-455-3776.
What else do we got around here? We got to have something else. We always have stuff. I'll tell you what, we'll give away a Big Daly's Deli lunch, too. All right, a T-shirt right. And a Big Daly Deli's lunch, large combo meal, goes to our winner. Johnny Rogers is one of them. It's just way too easy. Who's the other Husker? In fact, Johnny Rogers is number, is it tied for first?
Tied for first.
Johnny Rogers and this Husker are tied for first for the most points scored in an Orange Bowl. 888-455-3776 if you'd like to be a winner. 888-455-ESPN. That's 3776.
Who are we chatting with
right now? Who we got?
Mike.
Do you
Mike
know?
Mike Rozier?
And it's not Mike Rozier. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. What's your guess?
Amon Green.
It is not Amon Green. And I'm going to tell you right off the top, I was wrong, and I won't go any farther than that. I'll explain it afterwards. I was wrong. I had a couple guesses, and I was wrong. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
Lawrence Phillips.
It's not LP. It is not LP.
not LP.
Who are we chatting with?
Aaron.
Aaron, do you know the answer?
Steve Taylor.
It is not Steve Taylor. Try back. Johnny Rogers and this Husker tied for the most points scored in their careers, in a career of the Orange Bowl. Not one game, career Orange Bowl. What's your guess?
Jeff Smith.
It is not Jeff Smith. It is not a kicker either. I think.
Well, nobody guessed kicker. I was waiting for that. What's your guess?
Calvin Jones.
It's not Calvin Jones.
Try back. 888-455-3776. This Husker and Johnny Rogers tied for the most career points in their Orange Bowl careers. Nobody else that has played in the Orange Bowl one, two, or three, or four times has ever scored as many points as Johnny Rogers and this Husker. What's your guess?
Urban Fryer.
Not Urban Fryer. Try back.
Five touchdowns in two games, what Johnny Rogers scored, 72 and 73.
What's your guess? Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
My guess is Damon Benning.
It is not Damon Benning.
888-455-3776. It's a little tougher than I thought. Who? Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
Tommy Frazier.
No,
it's not Tommy Frazier.
Try back, gang.
He did score 13 touchdowns in the Fiesta Bowl.
Doug and Daddy Show, who are we chatting with?
Steve.
Steve, what's your guess?
Corey Schlesinger.
Not Corey Schlesinger.
Good guess?
Not Corey. Remember, folks, Nebraska won back-to-back national championships. The second one wasn't in the Orange Bowl. It was in the Fiesta Bowl.
Very true. Very true.
Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess? Hello? Well, let's go back to line 27 as we try to give away a Big Daly's Deli combo meal. We'll throw in a Doug and Daddy T-shirt. Who are we chatting with?
This is Joe.
Do you have a guess, Joe?
Tom Rathman.
Not Tom Rathman.
Third on the list, Tim Lasher from Oklahoma, kicker.
Yeah.
Ryan Killeen from USC. Ray Perkins from Alabama.
Tied with Johnny Rogers for number one all-time career scoring leader in Orange Bowl history is which Husker? And your guess is?
Turner Gill.
Not Turner Gill.
Last on the list, Andre Cooper, Florida State.
And Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
It's got to be Roger Craig.
It's not Roger Craig. Keep trying, folks. 888-455-3776. What's your guess?
I am him.
It's not.
I know you are, but what's your guess? I couldn't pass up. It's not. It's not. I got personal I got people trying to text me. Everybody that's text me, you're all wrong. Every one of you is wrong that is text me. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
Ben Gregory.
No. No. Try back. 888-455-ESPN.
You know, every trivia question we ask, you know, we always get those two friends that, of course, one is from Bertrand, who's smarter than everybody in the world. I'm sure he knows the answer to this. But he knows the answer to every other, but we haven't heard from him yet.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are you chatting with?
Todd.
Todd, what's
Jerry
your guess?
Jerry Taggy.
It is not Jerry Taggy. Wow. Well, this only pushes our guest list back another 10 minutes, which is fun. Doug and Daddy Show, what's your guess?
Top Rock.
Okay, did you pick up the USA Today and just look at it?
Nope.
You can be honest. That's fine. Who are we chatting with?
Miles,
I want you to hang on the line. Jeff's going to get your T-shirt size and get you a Big Daly's Deli large combo meal, have you pick it up here. But hang on the line. Congratulations.
All right.
We'll take a break. When we come back, Mark Bauer is going to join us, UNK wrestling coach, and we go to Pro Football Weekly.
Eli Cabron set to join us after this. Doug and Daddy Show.
Now for last year's Winter X Games Snowmobile Best Trick Gold Medal Run, relayed to you by my Uncle Gary.
First off, that motorized sled thing looks dangerous. Why would someone drive it into the sky? Oh, and then he's gonna let go? Oh, come on, with all the waving of the limbs and the showboating. Oh, look at you, Professor Fancy, sitting back down on it all comfortably and landing so softly.
The Winter X Games is something better seen for yourself. Winter X Games Aspen starts January 26th on ESPN and ESPN2. Brought to you by America's Navy.
The call to serve has no sound, yet I have heard it. In the whispered retelling of honorable sacrifices made by those who have served before me. The call to serve has no form, yet I have clearly seen it in the eyes of men and women infinitely more courageous than most. It is invisible, yet always present. And for those who choose to answer the call, it is the most powerful force on Earth. America's Navy, a global force for good. To answer the call, go to Navy.com.
For physical rehab, many times therapeutic pool exercises are prescribed. But here's the problem. You have to get wet. With the new anti-gravity therapy treadmill at Family Physical Therapy, you can still get the low-impact benefit of a pool, but you stay dry, and your therapist can closely watch your progress, and you can't fall. Used by Walter Reed Hospital and the U.S. Olympic team, the Alter-G anti-gravity treadmill is something you need to talk to your doctor or therapist about. Or call Family Physical Therapy for a free demonstration. Log on to alterg.com. To see a video.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
More great live sports action comes your way this week right here and on PlatteRiverPreps.com. Thursday, it's high school basketball as the St. Cecilia boys play at Gretna on 1230 KHAS, tipping off at 6:30. On Thursday on Classic Hits 98.9, Donovan Trumbull plays a doubleheader at Ravenna. Then Friday, Donovan Trumbull will host Kearney Catholic right here on ESPN. And Saturday, we bring you the wrestling finals at the Amherst Invite on Classic Hits 98.9. For more information, go to our website at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Lots of sunshine develops throughout the day today as temperatures head up to 58 for a high. West winds will stay from 10 to 15. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low temperature near 29. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm all screwed up on my days, but it is Wednesday. And that means it's Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. You can always rely on the Chicken Coop to figure out what day it is. You go in, there's live NFL games. It's usually Sunday. This weekend, it could be Saturday or Sunday. Maybe it's Thursday or Monday. Just depending on what time of day you go in. You go in and Burger Night. It's Wednesday. You go in, it's Wing Basket Night.
Wait a minute.
That's Tuesday. Boneless Wing Night. It's Monday.
I just want the bacon burger tonight. What would that cost me?
Regular price. Get whatever you want, though. $5 in fries.
Yeah. Not regular price, $5.
Well, you're throwing me off. You're talking.
It was burger night.
Yeah, $5.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at. You said regular
price. I screwed up.
It's not regular price. Come on, Doug.
I don't know what day it is. What do you want from me? $5 burger and fries, any burger off the menu you want, not some specially made burger that looks like, well, White Castle. It's actually a solid burger. $5, fries, chicken coop every Wednesday night. That's tonight, Kearney and Grand Island.
I'm totally jacked. I'm totally jacked. $5, totally jacked burger. By the way, Scott Frost, if you didn't hear us coming back out of the break, Scott Frost is tied with Johnny Rogers, career Orange Bowl scoring leader. Those two. 5 touchdowns, 2 games.
I'm so happy when things work out because Mark Bauer's in, and really, if we didn't know the brackets to the Cliff Keen National Tool, what would we talk about? Because we talked to him just before they wrapped up their Loper Open about a month ago, and it's time for our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. Let Russ Smith help you with all your lending needs. You have the reasons, they have the loans, and by Garrett Tire, Tread, and Appliance. Go to GarrettTire.net. You've had a month off, Mark. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Everything's good?
It's going great, actually. I'm happy you guys had me in. Sorry I was a little late getting down here.
That's no problem. It's no problem. We filled in with a fun talk.
Oh, yeah, I heard that.
I'm pissed, but I'm over it.
What goes on when you don't compete for a whole... It's like you're playing in a bowl game.
Pretty much.
You're going to the National Doodles. You're taking a month off,
yep.
And you're going to the National Doodles. It's like a bowl game.
Well, you know, after the UNK Loper Open, we had a week's worth of finals, and a little preparation goes on during that time. Obviously, school's number one, and so our kids, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of that week are bogged down with their studies and wrapping their semester up. So we didn't get a lot in then, and then from the 20th to the 26th, we have a NCAA moratorium where we cannot even step a foot in the building. And so, again, it kind of becomes one of these...
So you practice at Kearney Catholic,
yeah,
which is
no,
great.
No.
Kearney High, the
Y. You know, we try to get our kids out of here for 10 days. You know, we've got... Half our team is from other states. And, you know, they need to get back. They need to let their brains kind of relax a little bit and let their bodies heal up. At the same token, they've got to be focused on staying in shape and getting the workouts in. And that's difficult. You know, some of them will go back to their high schools and get some workouts in, but it's not the same thing. I mean, they can go in there and pound on every young man in the room.
In
it's not going to help them a whole lot. So our, you know, I was constantly texting kids, sending out emails, making sure you guys are getting your workout in today. And you know what? I've been pleasantly surprised. They came back in pretty darn good shape. So I've been happy.
One thing that happens, and you've touched on it before, and I still think the hardcore wrestling fan gets it, but just UNK fan doesn't get it. You're going to have some new guys eligible for the team because wrestling crosses over semesters.
Correct.
It's just like indoor track, and there are a few other things, basketball, obviously. But it's just a different animal. Kids that weren't technically eligible to wrestle in the winter are now eligible to wrestle
and I want to follow
the
that
second semester.
And that's not because of grades or not all the sometimes it is, but sometimes that's not the case.
Yeah,
at all.
Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. You know, our 149-pounder Rafion Stotts, who was a junior college All-American, he transferred here with 2 years left, and his first tournament of the year last year dislocated his elbow, so he lost the whole year. But he got a medical red shirt, which basically means he preserves 2 championship seasons. And for those, you know, people out there that don't understand that, what that means is that's second semester. Our championships are in the second semester. So for him, and he can do this, is perfectly legal. You don't go to school first semester, you go to school second semester. Next year, you don't go to school first semester, you go, and that gets him those 2 championship seasons, we call it, even though it's 1 semester.
Can you
and
go
so
8 years?
He'll be eligible. You know,
legally?
I've seen some kids like Les Sigmund and Todd Manili at UNO. They went for a really long time. And, you know, as a coach, you're like, gosh, is this guy going to ever graduate? He keeps coming back. But it does happen. It does. You know, you'll have a kid that can redshirt as a freshman. He gets injured a couple times. He gets a couple medical redshirts because you can get more than one medical redshirt. You get 10 semesters. And if it takes you 8 years to get 10 semesters done, it can happen. It can happen.
Now wrestling at 133 pounds, Van Wilder.
You don't want to do it forever.
No.
No. Mark, this is a tournament you guys got left out of a year ago. Did you ever get an explanation from anybody? Or?
We were really disappointed last year. You know, number one, we didn't get invited back because it was a point system, a returning point system based on how many varsity wrestlers you have in your lineup next year, or projected lineup the next year, how many returning All-Americans, national qualifiers, and there's a point system. Well, we had 9 points coming back last year, and we got nubbed out by San Francisco State, who had 9.5. And so we didn't get to go, so our first thought was, well, we need top competition when we get back. So we decided over the New Year's break, I believe January 1st last year, we were in Phoenix, Arizona, wrestling with Grand Canyon. We got an opportunity to wrestle St. Cloud, Newberry. Well, Newberry at the time ranked third in the nation, and we beat them. So immediately I get home, and I called up the coach at Augustana, who was in charge of putting that together, and I said, hey, we just beat the number three team. We want to go. And he's like, well, we don't have an appeals process, and it's set. You can't go. So we were disappointed. There's no doubt about it last year. We felt like we should have been there, and you know, we've had a lot of success at the National Dual Championships. And the great thing is we had a lot of returning. We had, I think, the highest returning points this year as opposed to being at the bottom last year. And so, you know, there was no doubt we were going to get in this year. So we're excited to be back. There's no doubt about it.
What was your finish last year at the year-end national
tournament? We ended up eighth in the nation, and I think we were 17-3 in duels, and obviously, you know, we lost a duel to UNO, and I think we lost a couple others to some top-ranked teams, but we should have been there.
Eighth, that's not like you're on the 15-16 cut line.
No.
There's 16 teams in. It's not like you're on that cut line. Wichita Baptist.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't even want to take the time to look. I think Hastings College plays them. They're like an NAIA school that must be Division II wrestling.
Pretty much.
Anything?
Yeah, you know, last year was their first year, and actually we dueled them last year, and this is kind of a funny, but it was kind of scary at the time. We dueled them at Lone Star Duels, and we went down there, and we had two lineups virtually, and I threw all my backups in against them. We almost lost the duel against them. We had two kids that were almost about ready to tech Folsom, one of their kids, and they both got pinned. And so we had a close duel with them last year, but they are a young team out of Arkansas. You know, most people don't even know that Arkansas even has wrestling. And but they've got a really good young coach, and he's a go-getter. You know, he'll get things going, but they don't have one ranked individual in their lineup. And we are taking some backups, and we are going to wrestle some backups in that duel, actually.
And then, obviously, Tony, Mark just made an interesting point. UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer joins. Second round, Augustana. Who kept him out last year? The coach at Augustana. Anything?
You know, let's go. No, I tell you what, they lost a lot this last year. This ranking, actually, the seeding of this bracket is going off of the rankings going into Christmas break. So, you know, we're going to be ranked higher than what we are right now, obviously. We're seated fourth in that bracket. We were ranked fourth coming into break.
Everybody knows that. I mean, in the wrestling community, right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Augustana knows they're screwed.
Yes. Well, Augustana was, I think they were ranked sixth in the nation, and Grand Canyon is not there, and so they moved up into that fifth seeded spot there. So, but they lost a lot last year. I think they had five or four highly, you know, finishing All-Americans, and they all graduated this last year. So they're a little younger team. So
it's pretty much Newberry in the semi.
Yeah, and I tell you what, I love where we're at. I really love where we're at, and I'm going to tell you why, because I'm hoping Newberry, and if they continue with the tradition that they normally have at their school, that they really had a good time over New Year's. They tend to like to have a good time. And you know, honestly, I feel like that's part of the reason we nipped them at last year at this time. So they better be ready to tangle, because we're looking forward to it. We don't want to look past anybody, but there's no doubt in our minds we should be in the mix of things at the end.
Mark Bauer with us for another minute on our Loper Link. We touched on it. How many new kids make the lineup this week?
One for sure, Rafion Stotts. And then I've got two young men first semester that weren't because of, one was a transfer from Wyoming, Brock Smith at 174. Mark Fiala is wrestling really well for us there right now, and they actually wrestled a match. I told you this last Saturday. We had paired them up and had a scrimmage because, again, it was such a long break, and we wanted our kids at least getting some competition. And it was great. It was really a healthy thing that I think we did. But they wrestled, and Brock almost took Mark down in the last second of the match. And so Mark did win the match, but we've got two very talented young men there. And then at 125, Josh Smith was short a credit this last semester, and so we had to get that credit made up. So we have three kids that weren't eligible first semester that will be making a difference in our lineup this next semester.
Fourth in the nation.
Yep.
The three teams ahead of you, how is there – you know, like last year, people were looking at UNO going, "Wow, that's just a monster. Yeah. Things are going to have to happen." Is this
not the case? Not the case this year. Good. No, in fact, actually, Newberry over the holiday break when they got back. Actually, right before we went into holiday break, there's a tournament in Indianapolis, and Upper Iowa beat Newberry in that tournament. And that was a point-scoring tournament. So, again, these seeds are off of the rankings prior to going into break, but if they were to redo a ranking right now, that would be a different story. It would be a different bracket. Again, I'm happy where we're at because I feel like our toughest competition is St. Cloud and Upper Iowa. I don't feel like it is Newberry.
I like it.
Maybe. Where's this thing at?
It's in Springfield, Illinois,
about 9 hours from here.
Okay. Everybody's a little worried about that because that's not necessarily a hotbed, is it?
No, it's not. It's not. But it's fairly close. It's just north of St. Louis. I think they were looking for a place, a hub to fly in that they could travel to fairly easily.
Actually, for people out there that didn't have the same education I do, that'd be the capital of Illinois, too.
That's correct. So we're going to go visit the Capitol.
See, we educate here, Doug. Every now and then we educate. You're out there doing your states and capitals.
That could have been a trivia question right there.
You're looking at Vermont going, I have no Mount Pelier, folks. It's just one of those things. Coach Kubik taught me states and capitals. God bless you, Coach. You're the best. Springfield, Illinois.
I can't wait. It's go time.
It is.
It's go time. How do you think I got through third grade? Mark, hey, thanks for coming in. Best of luck, and we'll keep up tabs on this. Thank you very much.
You bet. Have a great day.
You bet. Mark Bauer, wrestling team, we just need to get that basketball team back on a winning track. They had a rough weekend. They have just one game this weekend, hosting Shatterin State. That's Saturday afternoon at 1 and 3 o'clock. So that's what's going on with the Lopers. I always put all my Loper stuff here in one pile. Hope I got it all. Peter Yazvak, who there isn't anybody better than this sports information director, says Wachita is how it's pronounced, and it is a full-fledged Division II school. Said they're very good in baseball. Maybe that's where I've heard of it. And they beat UNO in football last year. UNO had a football team?
Never heard of it.
Never heard of them.
No. But I have heard of Pro Football Weekly's Eli Cabron. He's set to join us next.
California.
Sacramento. Bring it. Well, Mississippi.
We'll take a break. Be back right after this.
Hey, Greeny, I have the definitive sports quiz that will prove that I'm smarter than you. All right, this should be good. Okay, where would you be if on any given day you could play golf on 100 different courses?
Mini golf?
Well, that too. But let's talk big boy golf, okay? And what if those courses included designs by Nicklaus, Palmer, Dye, Fazio, Norman, and more?
Okay.
Yes, and now imagine the odds that this destination is rated the nation's best for quality, selection, and affordability of golf. And it's easy to get to. Where would you be? Final hint, we went there last spring.
It's too easy, Golic. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
That's right, Greeny. Pretty much the center of the golf universe with great places to stay and play. For instance, Myrtle Beach Golf Trips is your single-source golf packager who makes planning a Myrtle Beach golf vacation easy with preferred rates, tee times, and golf packages with and without accommodations.
Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, it's where America goes to play. Start planning your Myrtle Beach golf vacation and find out how to win golf for a year for you and a guest at WeGolfMyrtle.com.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Lots of sunshine develops throughout the day today as temperatures head up to 58 for high. West winds will stay from 10 to 15. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low temperature near 29. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hey, don't forget Saturday, the Kearney High North Platte basketball games will be at Kearney High. And following the game, which begins at 7, Kearney High basketball players and coaches would invite all 3rd through 7th grade boys to hang around for an evening of fun, food, and basketball with the team. It costs $5 extra. It lasts till about 10:30, so it's not too late. It's in the gym in the cafeteria area. And what they do is they have a pizza party, basketball skills clinics, contests. It's all about fun. Contact Scott Steinbrook, Kearney High basketball coach, for more information. Scott and Kearney says, why didn't anybody bring up there were 3 linemen down the field on Michigan's fake field goal at the end of the half?
Interesting.
And, of course, I don't think Scott heard this yesterday. I said, not counting yesterday, if you just took the favorites, you'd be 20. And the favorites have won 20 out of the last 24. Scott says the favorites, including the spread, are 20-10 so far this year, which means Vegas takes a beating.
You would think, yeah.
They're built on underdogs.
I'd be interested to go back and look at that fake field goal. Interesting. A weird end of the half that – receiver for Hemingway from Michigan made a couple great catches and obviously got the MVP at the end and was rewarded for it.
Obviously, we want you to check out our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. Vote on the ATS Hot Topic. Grade the 2011 Nebraska football season, A through F. Vote today, ATS Hot Topic at ESPNSuperstation.com. Daddy, no matter where you look, the odds are always different what they are to win the Super Bowl. There was a story on the AP this morning from a Las Vegas casino I've never heard of that had the Broncos at either 125 or 150-1 to win the Super Bowl. Bodog has Denver at 50-1 to win the Super Bowl. Everybody has Green Bay picked to win the Super Bowl.
Well, let's see if Eli Cabron from Pro Football Weekly, he joins us periodically throughout the year, and we're appreciative of that for his time. He does it again today. Eli, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Thanks so much, and is Green Bay your favorite?
No, they're not. I picked in the preseason, I picked the Ravens and the Saints, and I feel no reason to change the pick now. I think the Ravens have a good road to the playoffs in the AFC. They'll likely face the Texans in the second round, who I think they can beat easily. And then they'll probably play either the Steelers, who they've beaten twice already, or the Patriots, who I just don't know if they have the defense to overcome Baltimore. And then on the NFC side, I think the Saints are playing as well as anyone right now. So I'm not on the Packers bandwagon in terms of winning the Super Bowl.
The smartest man in America, Eli Cabron, joining us here from Pro Football Weekly.
Now, Eli, I must shed some light on this. Well,
he's screwed because those are the two teams I picked at the beginning of the year, and I am never, ever, ever right. We've discussed this with a variety of folks. I just want to get your thoughts on it, Eli. And Jimmy Johnson made a point on the pregame show for Fox saying that the Packers and the Patriots going into the weekend were like 3rd and 4th in the NFL in takeaways. So that explains why they can give up so many yards because they keep taking the ball away. But can you give me any Super Bowl champion that couldn't run the ball and didn't have a good defense, one of the top defenses like Green Bay and New Orleans or New England, and went on to win a Super Bowl? Is there anybody out there in the past?
Well, no, I mean, there really isn't. If you look back a few years ago in 2006, or I guess it was the 2007 playoffs, the Colts, their run defense was horrible down the stretch of the regular season. But then in the playoffs, they turned it on and became one of the toughest run defenses in the league. And I guess that could happen again with New England or Green Bay. But But over the course of the season, we've seen teams just been able to throw on both of these clubs easily. I mean, the Patriots' secondary is just in awful shape, and the Packers, yeah, they get takeaways, but they beat the Saints in Week One when the Saints were stuffed at the goal line on the last play of the game. I mean, if you play that game 10 times, I don't think that there's a doubt that the Saints win a handful of those games, and I wouldn't go into an NFC Championship game against Drew Brees and the Saints feeling very confident if I were the Packers based on the way their team has played this whole season.
Obviously, the home field is huge throughout the playoffs. How much the home field do you give Denver a chance at all at home?
I think you got to give them a chance, but I wouldn't feel too optimistic about them. I mean, the Steelers are a veteran club. Tomlin and Roethlisberger and those guys have been through these playoff battles before, which you can't really say for the Broncos. I think that they're going to be phased too much by the atmosphere in Denver. You got to give home teams a little bit of an advantage, but if you look in recent years, the Giants a few years ago and then the Packers last year, road teams coming from the wild card weekend have done well. I mean, they've won the Super Bowl. So being at home does not necessarily give a huge advantage if your team is just not as good. And I don't think the Broncos are anywhere close to as good as the Steelers are at this point.
Eli Cameron, Pro Football Weekly. I'll take it a step farther then. I don't want to give you the option of bailing out on the Giants, so I'm going to leave them out. Atlanta, Detroit, Houston, Denver, Cincinnati. Odds makers have them as the 5 long shots for obvious reasons. Out of those 5, who would you take to win the Super Bowl? Best chance out of those 5.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think of those 5, I would probably go with the Detroit Lions, just because they have the only solid quarterback of that group. I mean, I guess you could say Atlanta does as well, but I think the Detroit offense is playing at a high level right now. Calvin Johnson's one of the best receivers in football, if not the best. And Stafford's, I knocked him coming out of college. I didn't think he would be a great player, and he only played 10 games his first 2 seasons, but this year he really turned it on, through for 5,000 yards. So I think the Lions could get hot, maybe like the Packers did last year with that high-flying offense. I don't see it happening, but of all those teams, I would give the Detroit Lions the best shot.
Exciting times if you're a Houston Texan fan. They keep Gary Kubiak around another year. Proves his worth, although the injury bug has bit them. So, you know, if you lose your quarterback, if Schaub's still there, I think they can advance. Without Schaub, I'm not sure that they can do any damage at all. Obviously, you like them winning this weekend, Eli, for the way it sounded in the opening there. But do you give them a chance to go anywhere?
Well, they have the 2 elements that we just talked about, which are running game and defense. With Arian Foster controlling the rock and their defense playing well, they have a chance. But in recent weeks, they've just looked just bad. I mean, maybe they were getting a bit complacent because they had everything wrapped up in the AFC South, and that they were just getting ready for the playoffs. But that's not the way you want to enter the playoffs, especially the first time you've ever been there. So I agree. If Matt Schaub were healthy, and if we knew that Andre Johnson would be 100%, that Texans team could stack up maybe with anybody in the AFC, because it's not a very strong field coming out of that conference. But right now, with T.J. Yates and the defense kind of in a bit of a lull, I think they can get past the Bengals, but I don't think they can go much further than that.
Eli Cameron of Pro Football Weekly joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to switch it over to the coaching. What stood out to you? Everybody seems to scratch their head over Norv Turner, but of the firings, of the hirings, what's the story right now with coaching searches, coaching stays, coaching dumps?
Well, yeah, a lot of teams are in the interview process now. We heard Jeff Fisher was in Miami yesterday talking with the Dolphins brass. He'll be in St. Louis, I think, later in this week, maybe interviewing for the Rams job. But of the surprises, I think you got to go back to San Diego, like you said. The fact that both A.J. Smith and Norv Turner kept their jobs, I just thought it was shocking. I mean, this team was by far the most talented team in the AFC West, and they just were awful in the middle of the season. And to say that they are still on course with Smith and Turner in charge, I just thought that was a lack of bold move from the owner, Dean Spanos. I thought that something should have happened there. And then the Colts, the fact that Polians, who built the organization into what it was up to until Peyton Manning got hurt, lost their job, and then the head coach, Jim Caldwell, is, as of now, keeping his job. It just seems kind of strange, but
But Jim Irsay works in weird ways, so I guess that kind of makes sense.
Eli, give us a hint on the Cowboys. Do they go after Pullian and try and make him somehow and make him a consultant, make him a part of the staff? Any chance there?
I mean, there's always a chance. Bill Polian's getting up there in age, and there's some questions if he wants the rigors of a full-time general manager job again. And that's kind of why he kind of stepped aside and let his son Chris take over things in Indianapolis. And from everything that we've heard at Pro Football Weekly, if Bill Polian gets a job, he's going to ask that his son again be hired, Chris Polian. And he was not a very well-liked guy in that Colts locker room, Chris Polian. And he made some decisions that the Colts turned out to hurt the team. So it's kind of a package deal with the Polians. I don't know if any team's necessarily going to be eager to sign both of them up. But I think if Bill Polian still wants to be involved in football, there's going to be some team that gives him an opportunity, either not necessarily as a general manager, but like you said, an advisor. And I could definitely see Jerry Jones and the Cowboys going after that, but they've never really had a general manager type. So it'd be interesting to see where he ends up.
Eli Cabron of Pro Football Weekly joins us here for just another minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Okay, Eli, once you get away from the mess in Dallas, you got another mess it looked like in Philadelphia this year, although Andy Reid stays on there. Your thoughts about that whole situation?
Yeah, I think they decided that in the end they weren't going to find a head coach better than Andy Reid, and I think you got to sometimes give teams credit for that. That, like we talked about with Gary Kubiak in Houston, sometimes staying the course is actually the best way to go about things. That those quick trigger decisions where you decide that the coach isn't right, and then you realize that there's maybe not anyone else better than him out there. The Eagles were a huge disappointment this year, but they still have a good roster, and I guess the Eagles brass decided that Andy Reid is still the best guy for the job, but he's going to be under a lot of pressure next year, not only because it's in Philadelphia, which is a notoriously tough sports town, but if the Eagles miss the playoffs again next year, you got to think that he's on his way out. So it was an interesting decision, but I think it was the right one heading into 2012.
Eli, how much do you pay attention to the draft?
Oh, very much so. I mean, that's how you build a team, and the best teams are the ones that draft well. So you got to watch the draft, and we're getting ready for it already. The Senior Bowl is in a few weeks, and all the players are declaring their entrance to the draft now. So it's definitely something that's on my radar.
Eli, I want to follow that up because it built through the draft in the Pro Football Weekly last week. There was the side column on the teams went through the Cleveland Browns. Signed every one of their draft picks. Eric Hags, a Nebraska guy with the seventh rounder they signed that contributed this year. Is that a team that you think is on the rise?
The Browns need more talent around Colt McCoy. Right now their offense is just way behind where it needs to be. Mike Holmgren was supposed to be coming in there and turning those things around, and it really hasn't happened. But I think they have some nice pieces on defense, and I think Colt McCoy can be a solid quarterback. But he just needs some talent around him. I think they're going to let Peyton Hillis go, so they're going to need to improve that running game. They're going to need to improve the receivers. But the Browns are definitely a team that is on the way up. But they're in the toughest division maybe in football with three playoff teams in that division. So it's going to take them a while, I think.
And one more, Eli, just following up on the whole draft thing. Obviously, the Colts ownership must know what they're going to do. They're going to hire a general manager and a coach that's on board with whatever their decision is with Luck and Peyton, right?
Yeah, they have to. I mean, that's going to be the polarizing topic in Indianapolis this offseason about what to do with the quarterback situation. There's so many people that love Peyton Manning there. But at the end, you have to realize that his career may be coming to a close soon, and Andrew Luck is the next big thing. And they have to take him if they feel he's the right person for the job. So that is going to be the huge question about what they do with Peyton Manning. Do they sit Andrew Luck for a few years and let him rest behind Manning? The next GM and coach have to be on board with whatever the plan is, because that's going to determine the long-term future of the Indianapolis Colts.
Eli, you're the best, as always. Do you have one game that you really liked this weekend? Is there one team that just stands out to you and say they should dominate this team and move on? They really look good.
Well, I think, like I said, the Steelers, I think, should dominate, mainly because I think the Broncos just aren't as good. as them. But if there's one game I really want to watch, it's that Saints-Lions game. I just think that there's going to be a lot of points scored. It's going to be a fun game to watch. Stafford and Breeze going at it. So, but all four games could be interesting. So it's going to be a fun weekend in the NFL.
Eli, thanks so much for the time. We'll catch up with you again soon.
No problem, guys. Anytime.
Eli Cameron from the Bible, Pro Football Weekly, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. All of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by our friends at BK.
You know what? Ready for lunch? You can have it 8 in the morning. Doesn't matter. They serve lunch all day, all night long. Breakfast, you got the sandwich, 2 for $4. Plus breakfast served daily till 11 o'clock with Seattle's best iced coffee, vanilla, mocha, orange, mocha, frappuccino.
Two locations
in Kearney. Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte.
Back after this.
Are you looking for a permanent office for your home business but still have budget limitations? Or maybe you want to grow your business into a new market but you're scared to make a move in this economy? Let me save you from your worries. Get a Regis virtual office. It provides all the benefits of a full-time office without the expense of one. You'll have a prestigious business address to call your own, an on-site receptionist to provide unlimited call answering, access to meeting rooms, and use of a private office. There is a reason why over 50% of Fortune 500 companies use Regis, because they have officing solutions you need. So reduce your risk, not your potential. Call Regis, the new way to work. Find out how easy it is to set up your virtual office, either around the corner or around the world. Contact Regis today and get 2 months free. Go to Regis.com/Cowherd. That's Regus.com/Cowherd. Or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. For all your insurance, Buffalo County Farm Bureau is all you need to know. The Tri-City Storm has won 5 of their last 6 contests and begin the year on the road Friday at Green Bay on the Breeze 94.5, Saturday at Cedar Rapids on Classic Hits 98.9, pregame at 6:45. The Nebraska men's basketball team will be at Illinois Saturday. Tip-off is set for 12 noon. The Nebraska women will be hosting Indiana Thursday and travel to Iowa on Sunday. The UNK men's and women's basketball teams will be at home Saturday afternoon to take on Chadron State. Women at 1, the men at 3. The Hastings College men's and women's basketball teams will be at Dort tonight at 6 and 8, then host Mount Marty Sunday afternoon at 2 and 4. Hear the games on 1230 KHAS. The Nebraska wrestling team will host Ohio State Friday night at 7. UNK is headed to the Cliff Keene National Duels, and Hastings College will host their Quality Hotel Open Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
The Clemson Tigers, winners of its first ACC championship in 20 years, they'll face Big East champion West Virginia.
Clemson, West Virginia, Wednesday night in the Orange Bowl. Pregame at 6:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Lots of sunshine develops throughout the day today as temperatures head up to 58 for high. West winds will stay from 10 to 15. Then skies remain clear tonight with a low temperature near 29. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now it's 45. Let's go.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. How about another couple of Nebraska commits? And this recruiting update brought to you by T&L Irrigation. Going on with our friends in Hastings. And how about these two commits? One of them on TV. Always like to see it when it's on TV. So some all-star games. We talked about that earlier in the week here on the Doug and Daddy Show a little bit. Last week, of course, with everything that's going on. And Avery Moss, a defensive end from Tempe, Arizona,
He was at the All-American Bowl, the Semper Fidelis All-American Bowl in Phoenix. He is a cousin to Nebraska defensive lineman Todd Pete and Jared Afalava of Bingham, Utah, also coming to Nebraska. Moss ranked a three-star recruit, came during the Iowa game, also went to Arizona State and Purdue for visits. Afalava, 6'3", 220, fourth best prospect in Utah, three-star recruit.
Okay, and that bodes well for Andres Pete becoming a member of the Huskers, a cousin. Supposedly they were going to play together, so hopefully, I don't know. I think a lot of fans are a little frustrated because it doesn't seem like the talent we have gotten here has really been developed and utilized to the best of our ability. Now maybe we're missing on some talent. I don't know. That's the public perception out there.
Hey, tonight for dinner, folks, we invite you to stop by Carlos O'Kelly's because two can dine for less than $20 with Carlos O'Kelly's two for $19.81. You get an appetizer like chili con queso or queso fundido, and then two full entrees. And as always, you get unlimited crispy chips and Carlos's made-from-scratch salsa. Two for $19.81 tonight at Carlos O'Kelly's, just south of the Kearney Cinema 8. Stop by and see him or call 238-0100. They do a good job of catering as well at Carlos O'Kelly's. Maybe if you're outside that, maybe it's just you. Maybe it's not two for one. Try the steak deal. Troutman's, only one that serves them.
It's an excellent deal. They've teamed with Troutman's. We've had it, Doug. We've had it. It's excellent. It's fabulous. We love it at Carlos O'Kelly's. They do a great job out there.
All right. Nebraska basketball.
It's beyond embarrassing at this point. Last night, I wasn't going to listen to it on the way home. I went and officiated a ball game. Wasn't going to turn it on. I get home, immediately turn the TV on. It was 33-15. There's 2 minutes left in the half. You know, it's just, I've been a Doc Sadler fan all along. Every year it's injuries. Every year it's youthful exuberance. Every year we're just have no talent. And I don't know how you're going to get talent here. You'd think with that new complex you'd be able to do it. But I'm afraid Doc's not going to be around long to see to reap the rewards of that new facility.
Hastings College is at Dort tonight. Mike Will gets to make that lovely trip and bring you midweek basketball on 1230 KHAS. The women at 6, the Dort men are ranked 2nd in the country, 15-1. Also, Tri-City Storm goaltender Adam Wilcox, the co-USHL goaltender of the week. Later on this week, Nebraska wrestling coach Mark Manning is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. They begin Big Ten Conference action with Ohio State next week. Iowa comes in. Before that, great high school wrestling. Omaha Scud and Grand Island, 1-A and 1-B, dueling at 5 o'clock this Friday at the Coliseum. Then Nebraska takes on Ohio State. The following week, Kearney High takes on Class C Power Madison at 5 o'clock. Then number 1 Iowa comes in. So, a lot of wrestling talk going on right now. Not only do we have UNK coach Mark Bauer on the show today and Mark Manning coming up on Friday, don't want to forget the Quality Hotel Open going on with the Hastings wrestling team hosting their action on Saturday as well. Want to thank Mark Bauer and Eli Cabaron for joining us from Pro Football Weekly today. Tomorrow, our Husker Roundtable. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated and from Husker Online. Sean Callahan. Email us your Husker questions for our panel over a half hour tomorrow with those guys.
Weather's been so nice, the turf is going down at Memorial Field today, folks. If you're stop up and check it out. All new turf on the infield at Memorial Field. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.